they hand out candy, I'll start my sermon. So hopefully this will go smoothly and it'll just be a little chaotic, but that's okay. There's a lot of chaos, and we'll just make a little bit of order out of it. So remember, only one piece per person, okay? And I'm really talking to each of you, not necessarily the adults, but so. Yeah, just start passing out. And if someone wants one of these, they can have whatever they want. Can you open that up? Okay. Got it? So there's Laffy Taffy, there's fruit snacks, and then there's caramel. Okay. So, as I was thinking about preparing for today, I started thinking about children and how they really are our future. At annual conference a couple of weeks ago, I heard a story of a, you want to help them? Yeah. I heard a story of a child who was 9 years old, and at his church, they had started talking about helping wells be dug in other countries. And so they've come to find out it was really expensive to dig a well. But this one 9-year-old boy, he decided that he was going to raise enough money to dig a well. And so he started going all over his neighborhood and talking to people at church and just talked to everyone about donating their pennies, just collecting pennies and coins. And within, I think, 2 or 3 years, he had raised $10,000. So a 9-year-old, by the time he was 11 and a half, had raised $10,000. And I don't doubt that any of our children, when they put their heart and mind to anything, I don't doubt that they can't do this. And then I got thinking about the scripture, thank you, about the scripture in Genesis. And how Abraham was promised to have as many descendants as the stars in the sky. And this has been going on for generations and generations and generations because we each are a child of God. And so thinking of that, I thought to myself about another child of God who is now 89 years old. And she can't go out and physically go door to door looking for pennies, but what she does as a child of God is she talks with two people every day. She talks with one person at 7 and an a.m. and the other one at 7:30 a.m. and they have a prayer. She prays every day at 7 with one person and every day 7:30 a.m. with another person. And so I'm bringing this up because all of us are a child of God, and all of us in some way can play our part in this. This is delightful to see people eat candy in church. I like this. It looks good and fun. So when we have the heart of a child when it comes to loving God, the imagination is there. This 9-year-old raised $10,000 just collecting pennies and coins and probably a few other donations. What imagination! How exciting and cool is that? And then, this week has been pretty full of a lot of hurt and questions, and people getting together because they aren't quite sure what to do in light of the tragedy in Orlando. People are coming together in ways that are beautiful and coming together in ways that bring some comfort. And so I've been walking this walk and living in this whole week. On Monday, I went to the vigil down at City Hall. And on Tuesday, we had the interfaith service here. And then yesterday, I wore this in the Pride Parade. And at each event, people came with sadness. And boy, it's hard when this is mass shootings are happening over and over and over again. And people are being targeted for reasons that they were just born this way. And it's hard. It's hard to sit in this and think about this and be one person. And this is the part. It's hard to be just one person and not really know what to do. Being one person seems overwhelming, and being one person seems like, how could I do something to change the world or change people shooting other people or people bullying other people? What could I do, just one person? And then I thought about this challenge. And so I'm going to challenge each of you here in this room. I'm going to challenge you to take a pebble. And I got two buckets here, and I'm going to ask the kids to help me in a minute to pass them out. I'm going to challenge you to take a pebble, it's a little stone, and put it in your right pocket. And then, throughout your week, I challenge you to do something good in Christian love to another person. If we do this, each of us, three times a week, and by the way, all of the Syracuse United Methodist churches are hearing the same message today. So if each of us, each Methodist in Syracuse, does three good things in a week, we will be doing 1,200 kind things in Christian love weekly. Now, we're just one person, but when you add all that up, that's a movement. That is how we change the world. That's how we change the scope of things, is by individually doing good things, sharing God's love every day. So I'm going to challenge each of you to take a pebble and to at least, you can do more than three, but at least three times a day, three times a week, I challenge you. So take a pebble if you accept my challenge. And you can pass it around. Yeah, pass it back. Do you think we can do this? Do you think we can get at least the Methodists in Syracuse? I think we can get even more people. And can you imagine this? Because you know what? When you do something nice for another person, you share in Christian love a kind act, then they're more apt to do something for another person. And it goes on and on and on. And this will grow and grow and grow. And so this is how we're going to change things. This is how we're going to make a movement and change things. So I mentioned that I'm sad today. I'm sad because of the James Street Church closing. And you know, they each took a pebble. Because even though their church is closing, they know that they still can go out and do good. They can share God's love, whether the building remains or the building does not remain. And so I was really proud to see each of them take a stone, and if we missed them, they ran forward and grabbed one out of the bowl. It was pretty cool to see. So this is what I leave you with. I leave you with this challenge to do good. And I'm sure you all are saying, I already do good, Alicia. Well, then do more good. Add three more times in your week so that we can start this movement to sharing God's love and showing God's love so that people know love and less hate. Amen.